For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill. We check in with Ashley Coles, Executive Director with the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association. And last week, they had their day on the Hill in St. Paul and discussing, well, lots of priorities here for turkey producers and the poultry industry as a whole. And Ashley says it was a very successful day.
Yeah, so our annual Poultry Day on the Hill is really a highlight for our members. And to be honest, it seems like a highlight for folks in St. Paul as well, having a bunch of farmers come in and talk about just what's happening within the turkey industry and things that we would like to change to make life as a turkey farmer maybe a little bit easier for them. So it was an excellent day. We had over 40 meetings. The turkey industry is small but mighty. So we had a nice crowd that hit both the House and the Senate on both sides of the aisle hard that day.
Now, this year is a bonding year, not a budget year. I mentioned to Ashley if that affected or kind of had a chance to create their list of priorities this year.
Took the opportunity to talk about some of the wins that we got last legislative session and really emphasize the fact that if, you know, the budget conversations, even though it's not a budget year, but there are budget conversations happening to look at the tails and the potential budget shortfalls in the future, and simply saying, you know, the work that we did in the last budget session in order to, you know, increase some funding to the Minnesota Department of Ag and Minnesota Board of Animal Health wasn't giving them extra money, but more so giving them funds so they can really execute the mission critical components of what they do as an agency. And a lot of what they do as an agency is respond to animal disease, which, as most folks know, has been kind of plaguing the turkey industry with high path avian influenza, but also with avian metapneumovirus. So our conversations with folks were like saying, do no harm to the work we did in the budget. And then also to say thank you. You know, we were able to get some wild bird deterrent grants renewed again, which are robustly used by folks across the turkey industry for things like turkey lasers to keep wild birds away, but also just other bird deterrent measures and other biosecurity measures to improve the work that they do on the farms already.
Ashley Coles with the Minnesota Turkey Growers Association. I mentioned that message of maybe thanks because there have been numerous comments regarding, well, for whatever program it may be, there is no new money this year in St. Paul.
Yeah, it's a nice message to be able to go talk to legislators, because I'm sure that they're used to folks coming and say, we need this, we need this, we need this. And, you know, we've done that. And as we did that last session, but to be able to go in and just kind of give an update of saying, you know, the programs that we did implement are working and they're successful, and let's keep maintaining those programs going forward. You know, right now there's no need to expand those programs, although, I mean, extra money is always welcome. But, you know, as they sit today, they're functional and they're adequate. And, again, saying thank you and do no harm to those programs. But then also just sharing an update of what's actually happening in the turkey industry. You know, we're looking outside the window and the snow is melting. And while that's typically welcomed signs of spring, it does put turkey folks kind of on the edge of their seats a little bit, because wild bird migration is starting. And we are seeing birds in the fields already. And with that typically comes added high path avian influenza pressure. And so just sharing that that's still a concern, and, you know, our folks are still doing everything they can to protect the birds inside their barns.
Coles says current mitigation efforts by poultry producers have been very effective across the state.
Yeah, actually, you know, one of the handouts that we give to legislators is kind of a year-over-year-over-year, starting back in 2022, which is the current outbreak that we're in, of cases and caseload in the state of Minnesota. And, you know, it's really interesting to see, you know, when we started really heavily implementing some of these wild bird deterrent methods, that we do see actually a drop in cases in Minnesota, while we've seen an uptick in cases across the country. And Minnesota typically disproportionately has more turkey cases because we have more turkeys here than any other state. And so the work that we're doing to stop lateral spread, which really hasn't been an issue, so lateral spread meaning farm-to-farm spread, which really hasn't been an issue in Minnesota since they corrected that from back in 2015. But just to keep the wild birds away, because they're the known vector of high-path avian influenza. And so, you know, implementing those lasers and other tactics to keep those birds away has been very successful, and we're able to demonstrate that. So it's an easier ask year over year for these wild bird deterrent grants, because these lasers and things are very expensive, and investing in prevention over response is always a better investment. So again, it's a really fun and interesting, not really fun, it's a really interesting conversation to have with legislators, saying, you know, what we're doing is working, let's keep doing it.
Coles talks about some of the questions or maybe the responses or the messaging they get and receive from legislators as they look to educate and a whole lot more during their day on the Hill.
We have been, you know, having Poultry Day on the Hill for a number of years, and, you know, we also continue to engage with these legislators, you know, outside of session, talking about high path avian influenza. But some of the questions this year were maybe a little bit different, just because they do have significant familiarity with, you know, our disease pressures. And the shift has actually gone to talk to a little bit of labor and then employer programs. And one of the priorities for our organization is looking at, you know, the earned safe and sick time programs, but also paid family medical leave. And while our folks generally agree with the idea behind these programs, when you look at how employment structure is on a farm, they're very, very small, right? So turkey farmers maybe have one or two employees, and some of them, I mean, I think the most I've heard of is maybe five. And so looking at implementing these programs on farms is cumbersome, and it's difficult because they don't have HR programs. And so, you know, just simply talking through some of the struggles with some of these programs for our farmers to implement is where a lot of the conversation shifted to after we, you know, said our thank yous and talked about how well things were going, you know, with the funding that we asked last session. And so those were interesting conversations with the farm managers that were on the Hill. And the legislators really engaged in those conversations on both sides of the aisle and understood that, you know, this is difficult. They don't foresee those programs changing or going away, but just so they can hear and understand from farmers that some of these mandates are untenable and just in the way that farming employment structures are.
Minnesota Turkey Growers Association Executive Director Ashley Coles joining us here on Chasm Radio as Minnesota Turkey had their day on the Hill last week in St. Paul. Early here in this legislative session, for Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.